It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge, kitchen and bath showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
All right, coming up, I got the $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. I'm going to make you people wait for it.
How long are you going to make people wait?
A few minutes. I told you I'd have to do that thing that they do in Men in Black and erase your mind. Mm-hmm. Although I think listening to this show long enough, your mind gets erased.
Certainly. True.
All right, checking in at
number five.
Oh, thank you, Ryan. Mike Pence took a question from somebody at an Iowa rally today who's terrified about voter fraud and Hillary Clinton's presidency basically being the end of the country. The woman identified herself as Rhonda and said she doesn't trust the system in place.
One of the biggest things I can tell you that a lot of us are scared of is this voter fraud. We are. There's a lot of us that are out here saying that we go to vote, we're going to wear red. Our lives depend on this election. Our kids' futures depend on this election. And I will tell you, just for me, and I don't want this to happen, but I will tell you for me personally, if Hillary Clinton gets in, I myself, I'm ready for a revolution because we can't have her in.
Yeah, you don't say
but that. I'm just saying it. No, you know, I'm like Trump. You know, do I not speak for people here? Am I not saying the truth, guys? Come on.
Yeah, there's a revolution coming on November the 8th. I promise you.
Oh, boy.
Well, at least he calmed her down from, you know, not, Trump, I would think, would egg her on when she says that kind of thing. Revolution. I mean, I don't know. He's like, okay,
People don't even understand. People don't get what they're saying when they say that.
I think that they're so fed up with this current system that it doesn't seem to be working for them, that they feel like things have to dramatically change in this world. But,
can I ask you a question? Yeah. When that woman goes home and she walks into her house and she hits the light switch and the lights go on. Mm-hmm. And then she goes over to her sink and she gets a glass of clean drinking water. And then she settles into her couch to watch on satellite or basic cable Fox News Channel showing a speech of Donald Trump telling us how awful the world is. And the crickets are chirping outside of her window. I mean, that's the thing. People are now in some form, and it's true everywhere, some form of hysteria in this country about how awful things are. And that's because we're being told how awful things are. You know, there's a difference. You know, Trump likes to talk about Ronald Reagan. As a matter of fact, you're even hearing Hillary Clinton talk about Ronald Reagan.
Everybody's talking about him.
What is the difference between Ronald Reagan? Successful. Well, you can go back to FDR. You can go to Ronald Reagan. You could even, and I perish the thought, you can even talk about Barack Obama's campaign in 2008. These were campaigns built on positive messaging, not negative messaging. I mean, Obama's had a partial amount of negative messaging, but it's a vision for America that is not nihilist, that is not we're heading into the ground faster than you can imagine, and the only way to stop this is my guy.
Well, I think, but both sides have been guilty of that. I mean, in the second debate, Trump was more guilty of that than she was. But in the first debate, she went after some things that didn't seem to matter in the grand scheme of things, bringing up Alicia Machado and all those other things that were years old and making the focus of this election be on those issues rather than what matters. But I think obviously there's a sincere frustration with a government that doesn't seem to be doing a good job of representing people. When you have someone like Bernie Sanders surge and now a Donald Trump, I mean, people aren't making up what they think. They're feeling it.
Here's Mike Pence's answer.
Elections are administered at the state level. And I'll tell you, in the state of Indiana right now, we got a pretty vigorous investigation into voter fraud going on right now. And in the state of Indiana, and I encourage you here in Iowa, everybody is, let's be sure, whether it's Secretary of State or whoever, let's make sure that our elected officials are upholding the principle of one person, one vote. And the best antidote to that is to be involved in the election process. There, if you are concerned about voter integrity and you haven't signed up to be a poll watcher, to volunteer at a polling place, to be a part of the integrity of that process, then you need to do it.
That's the woman I want poll watching.
Her?
Yeah.
Did you see locally there's a man or woman, I can't remember, who's starting a wear your pantsuit to go vote thing. Where you show your support for Hillary.
Oh, God.
You could do that if you're a guy, too.
Okay. You know how Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I are moving to New Zealand at the end of this thing? And no matter who wins now.
The notorious RBG.
Yeah, because I think it's bad either way. But the point is this, that Ruth Bader Ginsburg and I now have a problem because there's a clown issue in New Zealand. That scary clown thing hit there.
It's there now?
Yeah.
Well, it's everywhere, bro. I mean, come on. I mean, New Zealand can't be perfect.
It is in my mind. Checking in at
number four.
Former Apprentice champion Dr. Randall Pinkett came forward in a new video in which he describes demeaning, disrespectful, almost reprehensible behavior from Donald Trump on the set of The Apprentice.
It was not uncommon on the set of The Apprentice for Donald to make public comments about women's looks, about who he would sleep with or who he would ask others would they sleep with. Demeaning, disrespectful, almost reprehensible behavior for a professional environment. And so the Associated Press interviewed 20 members of the cast and the crew. Independently, they all, including yours truly, gave the same account of this behavior.
I wonder if we'll be surprised by any of it, though.
Well, I don't think any of that's coming out.
You don't think it will?
No.
Because of that whole thing with Mark Burnett not wanting to release it or not able to release it.
He says he's not able to release it. There is a release the tapes movement intended to put pressure on MGM to release it.
I don't know how you write off 20 individuals giving the same account of this type of sexist, misogynist behavior on the set of The Apprentice in a professional environment and not conclude, having seen what we've seen on the campaign trail with Carly Fiorina, with Megyn Kelly, with Alicia Machado, that Donald has a legacy, a history of demeaning behavior toward women. He has been divisive, he has been sexist, he's been misogynist, he's been racist. And this is not, in my opinion, the leader that we need for our country at this time.
Okay. Here's the problem with that. I think we all know it. I think that lady who was all beside herself in Iowa,
right,
who's going to wear red to the polls, and she's not going to, she wants a revolution if Hillary wins. She's going to get one if Donald wins, too. She's going to get a revolution, and it's going to be at his own behest, because he's taking no prisoners, as you'll find out here in just a few minutes. I mean, it's like he does not want anybody who crosses him is now on his enemies list. And that includes Republicans in the House of Representatives and other places. I mean, that's just real today. That's not made up. So, and that's not even political. That's just a fact. So she's gonna get what she wants. Now, here's the question. Here is the question. Does she give a crap about whether or not he wanted to grab some lady's genitals because they'll let him because he's a star? She doesn't care. She sees this as, you know, the Clintons are evil and that they're out to do bad things and that they're not transparent and it's all about them. And all the things that the Clintons have not dissuaded a great number of Americans from believing, because it may be true. The only reason that I think people are, other than that, you know, there's people who truly believe in Trump and people who truly believe in Clinton. The people who are, like, scared, like myself, who can't figure out where to go in a situation like this. The one thing about the one benefit Clinton has is that she has people that around her that know what they're doing. Now, and Trump doesn't trust anybody around him who knows what he's doing and disagrees with Trump. And so that confers benefit to Hillary. However, then you get these emails that come out today that say that Hillary really isn't listening to them either. So now what does one do? What does one do?
That's the position a lot of people are in right now, not knowing exactly what to do and not feeling like we have great choices. We just don't.
No, we do. No, this is the worst choice in American history. There is just no question about it. The single worst choice in American history of two presidential candidates. I mean, you can go back to, I don't know, Warren G. Harding.
Let's not go back to
him. Don't bring him back up. All right.
His poems to his mistresses that we read yesterday.
I'm wishing for a Warren G. Harding administration. I'd like to bring him back.
It kind of brings us high again.
Yes.
It, somehow.
The man was
comparatively
at least a romantic.
Bring a little class back.
Yeah, he wasn't just grabbing. to grab. He was seducing them.
He wrote you first.
Yeah,
let you know.
Exactly. Fair warning. Fair warning. His
hand was too tired after all that writing to do anything else. What?
Kevin, are you in San Francisco?
I'm in San Francisco, guys. Checking in live from AT&T Park. I'm listening to the whole show, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you.
At least we have one person listening.
I will say one thing, though. My hand is not too tired for all things, Kevin.
Good to know. Good to know. Thanks, Warren.
You're welcome, Kevin.
Here's a Warren G. Harding from Beyond the Grave.
And we also have this to tell you. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Top 5 at 5, checking in at...
Number 3.
Remember Martellus Bennett? He was tight end of the Chicago Bears. Yeah, known for his opinions. He was not holding back. And a new clip teased by ESPN's E60, which airs a segment on Bennett and his brother Michael tomorrow. Bennett is thriving as a New England Patriot. Then again, who isn't?
Tom Brady certainly is. Glad to have him back after that unfair suspension.
TB12.
By the way, caller number 19 right now, 312-981-7200, rips me out for the $50 gift certificate. See how I buried it right in there?
Yeah, snuck that in there, Ro.
Builder Supply Artful. Outlet in Broadview. Home of the Edge. New kitchen and bath showroom. All right, so here he is. He's in the locker room. He gives his feelings about Roger Goodell.
I don't think Roger Goodell's doing a good job. You can find me, say what you want to say, but doesn't do anything to put his body in any harm. But yet, he gets to make every decision. Congratulations, NFLPA.
Ooh.
Should college players get paid?
Hell yeah, college players should get paid. NCAA gets paid. Rose Bowl gets paid. Everybody gets paid but the people that's making a product. In some countries, they call that slavery.
Except that you get the free college education for that, but it's a separate issue. Jay Cutler.
Uh-oh. Some people that you want to be a leader is not the guy that's the leader. And everyone in the locker room knows that this is not the leader, but this is what you want the face of the team to look like.
Not holding back. True Martellus Bennett style.
And the Bears.
We just had a bunch of bitches on the roster. That's why we didn't win games. And coaches like the bitches.
What? Ouch.
By the way, I know how he feels. Because I was once that when I was trying to hit on Nancy O'Dell.
Yikes.
I was. So sad. So sad, but it's true. I was hitting on her. I was working it hard. Took her furniture shopping.
In a bigly way.
Bigly way. I was really working it. She was married. I didn't care.
Furniture shopping, by the way, so sexy.
I said, hey, would you like to see my ottoman?
Great move. Great move. And wait, she turned you down, right?
Ottoman's huge.
The best ottoman.
So is my Davenport. Would you like to see my Davenport?
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised you didn't ask to see the love seat. I might have.
I was getting to that, and then she walked away. But you know what? She had a boob job, and it's no good.
She's ugly.
She's a loser. Mm. All right.
I like her.
Checking in at... I love her.
Number 2.
I would never hit on her. She would never go for it. Kenneth Bone! The boner! The undecided voter who appeared in the presidential debate on Sunday became an internet sensation automatically. And after he asked a question of the candidates, Jimmy Kimmel, by way of satellite, decided that he was their guy.
Donald Trump maybe is more in line with my economic interests because I work in coal electricity.
I see.
But I would really hate for anyone's rights to be taken back. We fought so hard to get marriage equality and rights expanded to more Americans, and I couldn't, it'd be unconscionable for me to see those taken away by a Supreme Court justice appointed by Donald Trump.
Oh boy. What about the red sweater?
No, it was going to be an olive-colored suit that I liked very much. My grandfather helped me pick it out a few years ago, and I thought, wow, Grandpa would be so proud if I wore this suit. But apparently I have gotten somewhat more fat since then. And when I got into my car, I split the seat out of my pants and destroyed my olive suit. And I had to do an emergency wardrobe change.
Kenneth Bone, the unlikely hero of the debate, asked a very good question. And now the internet is just in love with him. Snoop Dogg even tweeted out his love and support for Kenneth Bone.
So did Kenneth Bone decide who he's going to vote for?
I think I'm more undecided than I was before. I had to kind of put my head down while Mom and Dad were arguing over Thanksgiving dinner last night.
So it was a backup outfit, the red sweater thing. Mm-hmm. It's a nice combo.
Absolutely.
Khaki pants look good.
All right, checking in at
number one.
Vladimir Putin might be Barack Obama's nemesis or Donald Trump's idol. It's unclear. All we know is he's the subject of a new Randy Newman song. Wow. Randy Newman hasn't released new music in a really long time. And here he is.
Putting his pants on one leg at a time. Me is just like a regular fella. He ain't nothing like a regular fella. It's the Putin girls.
Oh my God.
All right, there you go. I happen to love that song.
It's his ringtone. When he calls him.
What about a song about me? All right, Randy, what about me? All right, here we go. I think on that note, it's time to rethink our future right here.
The top five at five.